see. What kind of bags? What was bags made out of, like at your grandfather's store?
Burlap bags. You talking about what you got feed and stuff in?
Yeah.
Burlap bag.
Was it about 50-pound bag or so, or?
50 pounds, you can 50-pound, 100-pound bag.
Mm-hmm. You have to stack those things.
Oh, I have to take it down to the farm there. Yeah. We got a whole pile of them.
Yes,
there's of
them. Yeah.
You just get a lot of potatoes and stuff in.
Yeah. What else would a bag be made out of? You know, other than burlap, say if it's a smaller bag, you know, like you go to the store. You always give them to your stores.
You mean a paper sack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brown paper sack.
Did what did sugar used to come in? I don't know if it still does, maybe it does. You know, large quantities of sugar.
I can't even recall anything other than being a 5 and 10 pound bag.
Did like grandmother or grandpa get big bags of sugar?
I can't recall anything. You know, they get the big bags, but it would, you know, it would all be in the smaller bags inside, you know, just a way to ship it in, that's all it was.
Okay.
That's talking about in the store that they only had
stuff. Yeah, the store.
Yeah.
Did
you're just getting a lot of keg of nails. No wooden kegs, get the nails in the kegs.
Yeah.
Well, right now they get them in the cardboard boxes.
You can't find kegs.
I know
you can't find kegs or barrels, you know.
Yeah, it's...
I've seen some furniture made out of, you know, barrel furniture.
Yeah. My grandmother's still got a couple of O'Neill kegs and all, but she's keeping them.
Yeah. I've seen barrel furniture go for something like $60, $70 just for one
year.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, you can make the thing really, make a problem.
Yeah. Stuff's really gotten high.
Yeah.
Just don't make it anymore.
Yeah.
Too costly, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's for sure. Did, you talked about a grist mill. Was there a word for, like, a quantity of corn that could be ground at one time?
Right.
Yeah, at the mill? I mean, the stones are only so big,
I don't recall, you know, ever.
Right,
ever hearing the name or anything called.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I mean, he was real small when he done that. I mean, a real little bitty fella.
Yeah,
damn, we'll be glad to do that. How about that bobcat? How about that bobcat? You got a copy on that?
I don't even remember.
3247.
Him having a meal there 2 or 3 years that I can remember. Of course, he had it before then, but, you know.
How about it, bobcat?
That he got rid of, you know, stopped. I just can't remember.
I know.
Other than where it was at the farm, and I remember a little bit about what it looked like. It's just too far back, and I was too small to remember it all.
That's fine. Okay. What would you call that thing? The lights come from?
Lamp.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the thing we screw into it?
The bulb.
Yeah.
Light bulb.
Yeah. You ever make a lot of lamps?
Close up, man. Nice.
Some weird lamps made out of.
Made
them out of corn shuckers.
Yeah. I've made 2 lamps myself out of fire nozzles.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Hmm?
Was it a desk lamp?
Well, I guess you could put it on the desk. One of them was small enough to put on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was, remember the play pipe I showed you?
Yeah.
Of course, that one was chromed over, you know, and all pretty, but the one that I made was a tall one like that. And it was brass, and I got it all shined up with a burlap lampshade on it.
That looks great.
I got a fire emblem. It's a wooden base, and I've got a fire emblem in it.
Yeah. Wow. I bet that looks really nice.
Proud of it.
Okay.